top rap artist. Rihanna had an even bigger night after winning 4 awards. Macklemore and Ryan Lewis also had a big night. Thrift Shop won for top rap song. But everybody's talking about a few things, like Nicki Minaj's performance when she gave Weezy a lap dance and showed off her seemingly fake ass.
Wow.
Miguel, I mean, her body is, it's the truth.
Ridiculous.
Her body is the truth, I must say. Yeah, right. But her ass does look, looks like
stop
she's wearing
hating.
Pads.
Stop
no.
Look good to me. I mean,
it did
I don't
look,
know.
It looked great, but it looked
okay.
fake.
Okay.
Miguel
okay.
tried to jump over to
oh,
another
this
side
is
of the stage. Landed on some girl's head, but you know, he is the ultimate performer. He kept on
yeah,
going.
Yeah, but she was hurt. She,
well,
was, she was hurt
she
in the crowd
away,
singing.
Kinda.
My neck, my back, lick my just like that. Right.
Chris saying. Brown and Justin Bieber also performed, but Prince turned it out.
Oh,
yes. yes. Kanye West performed on the finale of Saturday Night Live. You watched Saturday Night Live every.
Yes.
Was it good? Did he act?
No, he didn't do any acting. Saturday Night Live had Ben Affleck. It was horrible.
Okay, but listen, he did Black Skinhead and New Slaves, which were both
New
songs.
Slaves crank, but the Black Skinhead joints is just ridiculous. It's just him screaming on a record.
Like he did when he
no,
was on stage?
No,
that
was different. He was just hollering. Here he's screaming the words. The music, it was just
yeah. Kanye, wait, Kanye was flowing though. Come on now.
Now, how you gonna say? How you gonna see Ben Affleck though was bad?
No, I said the show totally was horrible. The only good thing about it was they celebrated Bill Hader's leaving. And I forget the other guy's name.
Okay.
But they had a couple people leave.
Well, Kanye West debuted New Slaves on Friday. He projected visuals from his album on 66 buildings across the world. Meanwhile, Kim Kardashian posted pictures of what looks like the album cover to Yeezus, which hits shelves next month. Beyonce went at her haters via Instagram over the weekend. She wrote, "I can't stop the rumors from starting. I can't really change people's minds who believe them. All I can do is sit back and laugh at these lowlife people who have nothing better to do than talk about me." Basically,
she didn't write that.
I'm about to stop following Rihanna.
Oh, boy, I follow both. But let me tell you something.
She's going to be sending some negative stuff. We're doing some action.
All the time.
Not only that, she goes hard.
She does go hard. She be smoking and talking crazy.
She called JR, Desert Thirsty.
Yeah, she goes.
Yeah, she's going after you. I wonder if she knows him.
Yeah, they said that they had the one night stand about a year ago.
Oh,
and
that's why she's going hard on him.
You don't know
that
it was a
one night
stand.
Because she was calling him a drunk. That's why you're not hitting any buckets because you're a drunk.
Right, because fans were going on her for having J.I. in the party. She's saying that's on him.
Right, it's got nothing to do with me. But anyway, Beyonce wore some form-fitting costumes over the weekend to show y'all she's not pregnant, just curvy.
All right, now.
Chris Brown's reportedly receiving death threats, according to TMZ. The calls were made to the office of his attorney. Carucci's about their life, though. She posted pictures of her bare ass with Chris Brown lying face planting.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a throwback, but still. Mary J may want to get rid of her manager, but does that mean she divorces him?
Oh.
Reports are that she is broke. Now, we heard about the $900,000 that she owes to Jersey, but now we hear she owes over $3 million to the IRS for money earned from 2009 to 2011, plus...
Wow.
She's being sued for a $2.2 million bank loan she allegedly defaulted on, and her charity's reportedly in trouble for a $250,000 loan they took out, allegedly never paid.
Wow.
Not to be outdone, comedian Sinbad has filed for bankruptcy for the second time in 3 years.
Wow.
He claims he owes over $10 million in debt, but only has $131,000 in assets, and he only makes $16,000 a month. I say only, but when you owe that much... by the way, contrary to recent reports that she's retiring from the music industry, Janet Jackson says she's working on a new project.
Go ahead, Janet.
Contrary to other reports, she says she really likes Kendrick Lamar's version of Poetic Justice.
All right, now.
I'm Alfreda. That's Hot Off the Wire. For more stuff, go to therestofourmorningshow.com.
Chris Brown got that fine.